There are two things which leave you without excuse in this wrongdoing. One, that he is vulnerable. The other, that he is your brother. Actually, I should mention a third element, one even more dreadful than the former two. So what is it? That even when Christ did not hesitate to give his life for him, you can't even bear to adjust your behavior to him. This way, he is reminding the righteous person what he too once was, and that Christ died for him too. He didn't say it was your duty to even die for him, but something much more powerful, that even Christ died for his sake. Didn't your Lord then not hesitate to die for him, and do you disregard him enough not to even keep away from a corrupt feast for his sake? In fact, do you let him face ruin after such a salvation was provided, and what's more terrible, over a piece of food? He didn't say, for your completeness or for your knowledge, but for your food. Thus, there are four grievances, and these are extremely harsh: that it was a brother, that he was vulnerable, someone who Christ valued enough to even die for, and that after all this, he is ruined for a piece of food.